three more that I didn't give.
Well, good morning, Blog Talk Radio listeners out there in the radio land. We are so excited today because today is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. So we are preparing today for such an amazing day here at our Mornings at the Mansion show. And until then, we are going to play a little something for you, and I just pray that you guys enjoy it. And to God be the glory. So I'm so excited about what God has in store for each and every one of us today. So be encouraged as we chime on air this morning.
Let it be a lesson to you that you should not judge a book by its cover.
Amen.
This is a true story.
I'm so excited. And behind this, so we don't listen to this story.
Said I got plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished yet. Plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished.
I'm a piece of art, a work in progress. A few flaws that I know my God can solve. So people say that they don't understand me. He's not through with me. No, I'm not ready. You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
The glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy.
Yeah. No, this is wrong. Yeah. I'm trying to move on. Yeah. I'm better than I was.
Cause God ain't through with me. Is that alright if I'm real with you?
Yeah. Plenty more work to do.
Yes, it
is. God ain't through. They're looking at you wrong. Oh. You tell them you evolve. You're better than you was. Cause God ain't through.
I'm just simply saying that God is not finished with me yet. Just have a little patience.
Ooh, Lord, you gave me chances.
Time and time again, you did.
I know there is repentance.
Though I know I shouldn't have used
it. I feel that I've been sentenced.
Even though there is no trial.
But still, you gave me favor.
Over my haters all the while.
You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by your shroud.
Stronger.
Lord, I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy.
We don't take this wrong. I'm trying to move on. I'm better than I was. Cause God ain't through.
Said it's plenty more, plenty more.
Plenty more work to do. God ain't through.
Yes,
they're looking at you wrong. You tell them you evolve.
Oh.
You're better than you was. Cause
excited today to be doing life. Y'all hear Laura Kelly? She's sending her shout out to her Facebook family and friends. And we thank God for that. So we're doing some of that violent hope. I'm not playing with the devil today, y'all. So I'm just going to go ahead. Let me fix this hair because I tried to curl my hair this morning, America. So we just want to say good morning to you. And I'm just now starting my live video. So good morning, America. I'm just starting my live video this morning on our Facebook. For our Mornings at the Mansion show. So we just want to say, welcome, America. And I'm so excited. So you know what? We are just like doing life like it's golden. So I am here because y'all know that we are representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we are always going to be pillaring God's love letters, which is fire. Laura, I think we're going to have to transition. You're going to have to come on over here. Get your Bible. Doing what we call to do this morning. Your morning's very deep. Girl, we are doing what we... Girl, y'all going to have to... I'm telling you. Y'all going to have to send some extra shout-out to me today with Laura because we ain't playing.
Woo! We're doing it no matter what.
Yeah, no matter
what.
So, listen, that's what I love about God. He said, when he say shift, you shift. Okay? So we doing this thing on our live everything. We on air here at our blog radio, and we on air here at our Mornings at the Mansion show. You got it, Laura.
Yes,
yeah, Laura switched it up. So listen, America, I'm going to try to flip my phone, but if it say no, then I'm going to turn it back. But we're going to see what's up this morning. What you say? But listen, I ain't got time to be playing with this phone. Because what we going to do is we going to stay sideways, but we really straight up. So y'all pray for me until I figure this out. Because see, Susan Elaine Swearingen was supposed to come and show me how to do this phone thing.
Yes.
But I ain't seen her yet. So y'all pray. Good morning, Jasmine Star William, daughter of the Most High God. We are so excited.
Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Margaret.
We love you.
How are you today? So we have a great topic today, but more than that, we just going to be obedient and do what God is telling
us
to do.
Yes.
So we don't know what's up, but we are just so excited to be doing life, you know, really, because God is calling us into an amazing place today. So for y'all that don't know who I just turned on my Facebook Live, okay, so we probably on time on the 10 o'clock hour, but y'all know I'm over here working, messing with this blog radio, and I'm just loving it. And I started my show like 10 minutes early, so it's okay because that's what God wanted us to do.
That's
so
right.
I'm just so excited about who God is in my life, and I pray that each and every one of you, you know, have that same tangible excitement.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. Because today is my Earth Day, but America, every day is my birthday.
Yes.
So. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. Okay, so Wiley, who thought you was the only one to sing this morning? Hello. We are singing, and our studio audience is arriving, and I'm so elated because Mr. Mosey, son of the Most High God, he just arrived at our Mornings at the Mansion show. I don't know if he's been going up and down the stairs doing what he do, but I thank God that he is here this morning pillaring us and representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this morning.
Yeah.
So listen, y'all know I'm telling everybody today because y'all, listen, I'm accepting cards, gifts, money. So even though my birthday is at the end of August, I decided that every day my birthday and I'm going to celebrate every day, and I'm going to celebrate September, October, November, December. Next year, I'm starting January 2019. So, hello.
Yes.
Everybody. So, we're so excited, and summer has arrived. So, good morning, summer. How are you today? So, we just thank God for that, and we have transitioned, and we are on air. So, good morning once again to our Blog Talk listeners.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. So, I'm so excited for us.
Yes.
So, listen. Today, our topic is more than believing.
Yes.
So what does that mean to you? Good morning to our very own Pastor Betty Burns. Doing what we are called to do.
Yes, yes.
So we are working it out. Laura,
yes.
Listen, I know you had our balloons on them chairs.
I have balloons.
But we
I have a cake. It's a pretty cake, too.
Yes, look at our strawberries. Amazing and special fruit. Strawberries. Y'all know it. So if y'all want to buy me some of strawberries, go ahead. Go ahead, America. So we're just so excited. Can't y'all tell? So we are just asking that you guys would continue to pray for us, pillar us as we are flowing in the anointing that God has called us.
Yes.
Yes. So more than believing.
Yes.
So I know y'all's like, Marlo, why are y'all talking about more than believing? So listen, in this hour, God is calling us into more than believing. He's calling us into knowing. Okay? That's where we're going to end up is in the place of knowing. So we're believing, and we're believing by faith. So Laura, the anthem this morning, we're going to get to the scriptures, is to believe. So we want everybody to really understand what God is saying about believing, okay? Because a lot of times we just say, well, you know, I just know, I believe in my heart that God's going to work it out. Okay, but nobody ain't talking to God. And it's okay to believe in your heart, but you got to talk to God. You got to talk to him about what you believe and how you believe in it and why you believe in it. That's that place of intimacy, because that's a transfer. Okay, from God to you and from you to others. And really, that's our clarion call this morning. So what God is saying this morning about believing is to believe is to accept as true, or to have faith, to cling to accept the statement of someone or something as true.
Yeah.
Our believing is expression of faith. That's what it is.
Yes.
So you have to know that. So, Laura, what is that? What do you believe about? Believe.
Well, I'm just excited when you told me the topic.
Uh-huh.
You know, this morning, you know, God wakes me up at 4 or 5 in the morning and all that. And then I want to talk about our shirt before I share.
Okay, talk about
it. You know,
what
God's love letter.
Which is
fire.
Woo!
Fuego. And, you know, believing is, you know, trusting him right here in his word, his love letter.
Right.
And believing is also speaking what he speaks to you, what when you spend time with God, he's going to speak to you. It's like this morning, okay? I had already spent time with God, prayed with God, and then me talking to him and believing on what he's going to do in my life and around the souls, the warriors, like Pastor Malamuzi, you know, that are in my life, he starts speaking to me on what he's going to do, how he's going to do it through his word, through his love letter.
Mm-hmm.
So I was putting on my makeup, and he goes, right now I want you to stop doing what you're doing.
Uh-oh.
I want you to pick up the phone and call daughter of the Most High God, Pastor Malamuzi, because it's her birthday. And I want you to speak life over her and pray for her. And I said, God, I can wait till after the, you know, after the show, you know, it's like, no, now, ahorita mismo,
Right now.
Okay, so I call her, you know, and I'm like, geez, hello, hey, I love you so much, and I just got to pray for you, God wants me to call you and pray for you and speak life, I know it's your birthday, and at first, I first sang happy birthday to you, and I mean, I was just, I could, it's just Holy Spirit, and I pray. And I spoke blessings and the word of God. And I said, go to, and I'm expecting, because it's where I'm at with God, that it's going to manifest, it's going to take place in her life, because she's going to be blessed to be a blessing to bring you, God, glory and honor and praise.
Glory.
And I'm praying, and she's like, praise the Lord, thank you.
I said, well, you know,
because I believe that God has great things for you and me and you and you and you and all of us.
Let me tell you what you did. You just did. What I do? That's what I do when it's people's birthday. I call them and wake them up. They have one eye open. And I'll be like, happy birthday. They'll be like, okay. That's what she did to me. So I just, that's why she's my twin. Because only Lord can. Only. Hallelujah. Yes. So you're right. You are absolutely right, Laura. So to God be the glory. And I thank you for your obedience. And I don't know what's going on with my computer, my blog, radio. It's the whole computer is shut down. So we just going to pray for our blog. talk radio and whatever going on. I can't even get the password in. So I don't know what's going on, but it's okay.
We're trying
to move the way God is calling us to move, and that's what we're doing. Look, it said X, big zero. So we're going to close this and keep on doing what God says to do, because I'm not going to get caught up in the electronics today. We're going to put the love letters on top of the computer. Continue on the menu with this show, and our first scripture is John 3:16, because God wants to know who's believing. So we're going to go to John 3:16 this morning, and I'm so excited because this is our staple of life, knowing what God is calling us, and this hour is so important. And Laura, go ahead, girl.
God's love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios es lumbre,
es fuego.
Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. And his love letter says, which is fire, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
That's it. But whoever what?
But whoever believes. Whoever believes.
Whoever. Whoever. Right?
Porque de tal manera amó a Dios al mundo. Ha dado a su hijo unigénito para que todo aquel el que cree no se pierda más, pero tenga vida eterna. ¡Gloria a Dios!
But really, really, God wants to know who's believing. You know, are you really believing? And that the reason that he gave us that scripture is our staple scripture, because whenever we are flowing in a spirit of belief, which is faith, we cannot do any of that without a spirit of love.
Mm-hmm.
Because God says that he whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about for God so loved, that he so loved, that he gave, and we've talked about this on our show time and time again, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more today. If you are loving someone, you have to represent the way that Christ is, especially if we are saying that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We can't have an expression, because remember we said our believing is an expression of faith and love, and all of that goes together. So just like Pastor Betty, she comes in today, but not just today, any other day, and she brings this gift. But today is more pivotal because it's really for real my birthday, America. But that's not just because, but every day my birthday and every day your birthday, we have to always represent in that place of gifting, because that's what God says.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to do that because of whatever reason that you feel. But if you are really walking and believing in an expression of faith, you're walking in an expression of love.
That's
so
right.
For God so loved that he gave, that's the ultimate expression of love is gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to know every day we can be, have a heart to do and be, and be in that arena. So we're going to cruise on down to Ephesians 1:19 this morning and see what God is saying about his love letter. Woo!
Which is fire!
Yes!
Lumbre es
fuego! Yes!
All righty, here
Ephesians
we go.
Ephesians 1:19-20.
Okay. Ephesians 1:19-23, and it says, and what is exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe.
That's what he's saying.
According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
That's it. That's what he did.
Far above all principality and power and might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in his word, but also in that which is to come.
Yeah, it is.
And has pulled all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body,
which is us, America.
Fullness of him that filleth all in all. Y cual la supremiente grandeza de su poder para con nosotros lo que creemos, según la operación del poder de su fuerza, la cual operó en Cristo, resucitándole de los muertos y sentándole a su diestra en los lugares celestiales, sobre todo principado, autoridad y poder, señorío y sobre todo nombre, que nombra no solo en el siglo, sino también en el venidero. ¡Woo! ¡Gloria a Dios! Learning and growing.
I appreciate that because, you know, God is calling us to, we have to really be able to teach capacity of reaching everyone. And that's why we have to kind of slow this down. So we so thank God for your patience in how God is flowing with us today. And I just thank you for that, Lord, because you are so obedient in this place. But God wants to know who's believing.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, every time, every morning, however, except today. Today's an exception because she called me singing happy birthday. But normally when she calls my phone or I, too, call her phone, the first thing we say, if God is for us, who? Who?
I love it.
So God wants to know who is believing. Are we really believing? Because he's going to transition us into that place of from believing to knowing. That's that place of surety. So I believe, because that's what 2 Corinthians 4:13, we're going to read that in a minute so you can cruise on over there, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
But the benefits of believing. Let's talk about the benefits of believing. You know, did y'all know that there are benefits in believing?
Mm.
Because it really is. It's benefits in this love letter.
Yes.
So God has, it's a book of benefits.
Okay. Yes.
So the benefits of believing is we will have eternal life.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of people say, well, I believe that. But do you really know that?
Yes.
You know, because I see a lot of people when things come up on them or when we talk about the depth of transitioning
yes.
to the kingdom of sitting at the feet of Jesus, which means going to heaven.
Yes.
A lot of people are like, well, I'm not ready. But really, then you believe in it, but you're not really knowing the depth of what God is saying, that when we transition over, we have, that's the portion of life really beginning.
That's right. Right.
And we have a life everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when we know that, we be ready. We be ready. And that's why we have to really, in this hour, talk to our children about transitioning. Because, you know, in the Word of God, which is his love letter, which is what? Fire,
yes,
he tells us, you know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yes.
But everybody gets all sad about it. They get sad, they cry, they mourn. I mean, there's so many components of what God is not saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God tells us also in his love letters that when children are born, that's when we do all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Word of God says, that when people are born, we mourn because they're born in this ever so dark world. But once they come, you know, that I mean, we have and all this going on with the babies coming in. We thank God for our children and the babies and all of that. But we're talking about what God's saying.
Yes.
That's what we're
yes.
talking about. And we're talking about how he says we have to mourn during those hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got it all backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people transition into the eternal things that are eternal,
mm-hmm.
because we're going back from where we come from, because we come from the mind of God. We
yes.
come from eternity,
yes.
as we're taught through our ever so amazing teachings. As we said at the feet of Pastor Betty Burns, we are eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And we come out of eternity into time.
Yes, yes.
And then when it's time to go back to eternity, everybody's sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's backwards
mm-hmm.
America. And we got to hear what God is saying to us, because even though today is my Earth Day,
mm-hmm.
but every day my birthday, because I'm eternal.
Yes.
I'm in the kingdom, and that's why I say that I'm really 25. I know y'all look at my Facebook stuff and say I turned 56. Okay? Well, I did turn 56 on the Earth Day, but I'm eternal, so I'm really 25.
Yes.
I really am, and I'm probably 15 when Jesus sees me. So I hope y'all hear what we're saying, because this is some real stuff, and I know y'all think she out the box. There she goes, all over the place. But I'm trying to tell you, when you live in the place of eternity already, you can really decree and declare, because guess what? I went from believing to knowing.
Yes.
Woo! Because I know that I know that I know. And most people say, how do you know? It's just in my knower. I love it. But God is trying to teach us the benefits of believing, because we will have eternal life and understand that the incredible greatness of God's power. Laura just read that in Ephesians 1 and 19, and I'm going to read just that one scripture again where he says, and what is in the exceeding greatness of his power to the upward of who believes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're believing, and then it proceeds to say, according to the word, working of his mighty power. So that's what God is telling us. We can have eternal life.
Yes.
Because we're going to live eternally somewhere.
Yes.
And you have to decide to know where you're going to go.
Woo!
Okay? Because a lot of people believe that life is eternal, but do you really know that that's eternal for you? So we just really want to bring awareness to the mindset of what God is saying in this hour about what we're believing, transitioning to what we know.
Yes. And when you know who you are,
come
when you believe and you know who you are, with your daughters and sons of the Most High God, it's exciting, because where I'm at now with God, I used to not, but where I'm at now, when somebody goes home to their mansion, we just had a pastor at Compassion Park, Mr. Wilson, that used to say, clap for Jesus, and God called them home. I get excited. Yes, it's sad. It was not going to be there no more. We're going to miss them. But I'm excited because his race is over. You know, he was out there winning souls every Saturday, telling people about Jesus. And so that made me look, I mean, that's when I look in the mirror every day and say, Lord, where are you with God? What's the legacy you leaving behind? Because the legacy he left behind, the last time we all saw him, he was at Compassion Park, clapping and saying, clap for Jesus and worshiping God. And now he's in his mansion. So I asked my kids, I said, hey, guys, if something ever happened to me and I went home to my mansion, what are y'all going to remember? And Luke or Thomas, one of them said, oh, Mom, you love God. And I'm like, yes, Jesus, I love you. And also, I'm learning that life is like vapor. One day, my mom is not, she's gone 2 years ago. She went to go in her mansion, my husband, you know, and many other family members. And we're still here, you know, and I'm thinking it's all about souls now. Now when I see people, I see souls. I said, God, I'm believing that. That's why I said this morning, I made a big declaration that from now on, everywhere I go, I'm going to sow a seed. I'm going to say, Jesus loves you, and God bless you.
Yeah.
And then God will do the rest. He'll water it. Just tell people Jesus loves you, because I'm believing, as I spoke to them, Jesus, well, there's power in his name.
Yeah.
He loves you. They will receive salvation, healing, restoration, whatever it is that the Holy Spirit wants to do, because it's not me, it's God in me, and I'm going to speak life to souls. And because I'm believing for God's will, not my will, but for his will to be done. This morning I want to say to everybody that's watching, Jesus loves you.
Yes, he does.
And God bless you.
Yes,
woo! And I believe.
And we believe. We gotta believe. And that's what God is saying to us. But that's why we are just like, you know, blowing a new wind in the atmosphere for people to get really buckled down and hear what God is saying to us about what are we believing in. We are required to do more than believe.
We
are really required to do that. And, you know, that's why God wants to bring this into our spirit man, to really have those things that make us think about what we're doing every day.
That's right.
Why even when we're talking about the things of eternity,
mm-hmm.
because we come from eternity, we we're going back there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to really, while we are here on earth, you have to know what your assignment is.
That's right.
That's why it's so important that we die every day and we become more spirit, and because God is spirit. And to communicate with him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth.
That's right.
So while we're here on this earth, we have to be mindful that that's why we create memories.
Yes.
We're here to create amazing memories so that when we transition, that there is no void. Mm. There's no emptiness.
Yes.
And I'm speaking from experience because as my dad transitioned, my bonus dad, and both of my, I have two dads, as he transitioned, you know, I never had a moment, and I thank God for putting this in my spirit, even as a younger adult, that when you're doing life with people, just say like Laura and I are doing life. So God said today, even though like today's my birthday, but today may be the day he said, okay, that this is it. I want you to come and be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Or vice versa with Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'll miss her, but there's been so many great, tangible times that we've come together.
Woo!
I don't have room to be sad. But first of all, because Gloria adios, Jesus. She's trying to go be with the Father, so why would I be sad?
Yeah.
There's no room for sadness in eternity. So when we transition, we have to, that's the time to celebrate.
Yes.
And
you got to love this. And then also I told my kids, well, when God calls me home, can you make sure my homecoming that you let everybody know to wear their sold out to Jesus first to my homecoming? I want everybody there to come to my homecoming and wear her sold out
come
to
on,
Jesus
Mia.
Shirt. Will y'all do that for me?
Come on, man.
And then I'm to bring God glory, okay?
That's it.
And they're looking at me like, you know, I'm excited. You know, they're like, okay, they're not there yet.
Oh, really? So y'all better call them to get your sold out to Jesus Christ. So we don't know the day or the hour. Okay?
You never know.
Yes. We're going to have a sold out parade. So that's some of the benefits of believing. It really is. Because there are benefits in believing, America, that who God says that we are and who we are for Him. Because that's what it's all about every day, because each and every one of us are ministers of the gospel.
Yes.
You don't, and you don't have to have a title. You know, we were going to teach on this week, me and my sister were talking. Good morning. Good morning. We were talking yesterday, and, you know, sis, I see you watching, and I just have to tell you, God said that we have to prepare the people for this next teaching of the counterfeit clergy, okay, because it's not even about the garments that we portray and the titles that we have. It's about who we really are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And then we have to represent and represent Christ in this hour and be sons and daughters and love on people.
Because
it's not about being Pastor Ara and Deacon this and Evangelist that. And of course,
that's
we
right.
thank God that He trusts us. See, that's why we have these titles, is because God is trusting us to walk in the capacity of Pastor Marlowe or Marketplace Pastor Laura Kelly of the Most High God. That's what she is to me. She's my Marketplace Pastor. We can't put even no associates on that, because in the Word of God, where it talks about the fivefold ministry, it ain't no, and this is what Pastor Betty taught us, and I love it.
Yes.
That's why you got to get under some great teaching.
Yes. Yes.
It ain't no associate evangelist. It ain't no associate pastors, associate apostles. It ain't no associate prophet. You either a pastor or you not. Okay? Ain't no associate. So that's why we got to stick to the word and quit trying to put some spins on stuff and keep it like God say it is and not water it down or try to switch it up or put something before it or something behind it. So God is telling us in this hour, we have to come upright on the cross.
Yes.
And hear what God is saying and say what God is saying.
That's right.
Don't add to it. Don't take it away. And you said, well, Pastor Marlo, I thought y'all was talking about more than believing. You got to believe that, too.
Yes.
And not only that, you got to know that.
Yes.
So what do you know? What are you believing? Yes. Laura, let's go to 2 Corinthians and talk about what God is saying. 4:13 this morning.
God's love letters.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios. Que lumbre es
fuego, fire.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest it in our hearts.
Woo.
Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones.
Thank you.
And it says, we have the same spirit of faith.
Come on now.
According to, it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken.
Hallelujah.
We also believe. And therefore speak.
That's it.
Pero teniendo el mismo medio de fe, conforme a lo que está Cristo. Creer por cual hable, nosotros también creemos, por lo cual también hablamos. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Woo!
And I love that scripture because it says, I don't know why mine is tore out. Who can tore out the scripture in my Bible? Who? Who did it? Oh, thank you, my sweet sister Linda Green Coleman, for my happy birthday. I'm loving you out loud. And it's tomorrow, I'm here Tuesday, if I just can't see it. But thank you, and we love you so much. I'm so excited about today. I'm excited about every day. Because every day is my birthday, America. So we just thank God. But back to the scripture, we have in the same spirit of faith. So I just thank God that we have the same spirit.
Yes.
That's why we twins, America.
That's why we twins.
You better go get you a twin. Okay. According as it is written. So what is it written? It's written in the love letters.
Woo!
I'm telling you. Therefore, I believe. So are you believing? So I love it when the word of God says, are you believing? So I make this a personal declaration.
Yes.
I believe, and therefore have I spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So you too.
Therefore speak.
Yes, can do. And therefore speak. So what do you, don't keep your mouth closed in this hour. Speak the word of God.
Woo!
No matter where you are, because ain't nobody trying to hear what God's talking about anyway. So it don't matter. People not going to agree with you sometimes. And that's okay, because you're not here to be agreed with.
Yes.
You are here to be, represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And, you know, I just have to say this morning. A lot of people get so offended when people that shut them down and all of that. But you can't flow in that spirit, because you got to remember and reflect back on what happened to Christ.
Yes.
They didn't like him either.
That's right.
They talked about him. they spit on him.
Yeah.
And he still went to the cross for them.
Yes.
For them.
Look.
And he asked God when he got on the, he said, Father, forgive them.
Yes.
So, but they know not what they do.
Right.
Because that's why not only are we talking about believing, but we are cruising into the place of knowing.
Mm.
You have to know that you know that you know what God is saying to you in this hour about being about his business and decreeing and declaring, getting up a few minutes every day to hear what God is saying to you. Because it's all about the intimacy of Christ and what he has called in this hour for us to represent for us.
Yes.
And when you can hear from God, you can help somebody.
Yes. As you draw closer to him, he will draw closer to you, and then you'll be able to speak the word of God to others and be blessed to be a blessing, because God manifests in our heart, mind, and soul, you know, to speak life over others, or not where we at, or they just for us to speak life, and that's how we're vessels. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and it's amazing when I see people get touched, when people get confirmation. I've even asked God for confirmation for something that I was praying for, and I love it when I'm in his presence and I'm spending time with him, and then I said, God, I need to, I hear it in the spirit, I feel it in the spirit, but can you give me confirmation for somebody to just call me or just give me confirmation? It was so beautiful with my intimacy with God. He gives me two or three confirmations. So this person called me yesterday. I was asking for some confirmation, and I kid you not, like an hour later, this person called me. And he says, Laura, God, don't let me rest. You're my spirit. And he wanted me to give you the scripture. And when he read it to me, oh, my gosh. I could just see him. Okay, I just made it.
We've seen it, the Holy
Ghost. I went, and he's calling me. And I'm like, okay, I'm in the right track. Thank you, Laura. And I told the person, thank you for your obedience. Thank you for calling. I mean, that meant so much to me. So when you pick up the phone, when you lay hands, when you pray for somebody, there's going to be transformation. There's going to be healing. There's going to be whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do. And then God gets all the glory and honor and praise. So be obedient, because it's not about us. It's about him.
That's it.
I was excited that called me and read what he read to me through his love, God's love letter.
Amen.
Because then I got confirmation two times.
Hallelujah.
And God will give it to you. There's nothing wrong with asking. He will give it to you. But that's how you learn and grow, but it's all through his love letters.
Yeah, and you have to wake up every day saying, Lord, what do I need to know today?
Yes.
What do I need to learn today?
Yes.
Add to the increase of your spirit.
Yes.
And that's what the enrichment of this word of God is for you, and how we all plug in and we do life together and we listen to one another and we just kind of, you know, sow and reap. because I don't know if you know, America, but we're going to bring this to your awareness this morning. Do you know that you have to steward your relationships? Stewardship is not just about, I know y'all like, where you going, Pastor Bill? This is where God going today. Okay. It's not just about stewarding your vehicles or your homes or your businesses or your jobs. It's even more important to steward your relationships, your friendships, your partnerships, because if we're not doing that effectively, how are you going to have people that want to be able to do life with you? You know, because you can't be in this box all by yourself doing this thing that we call doing life. How are you doing life by yourself? We have to all come together. That's the purpose of each one reach one. So not only that, but doing life together and honoring who people are in your life.
Yes.
Every day, honor your mom. Honor your, the Bible tells us that.
Yeah.
Honor your children, who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Honor your sisters.
Yeah.
Honor your pastors. Hello, America.
Yes.
Yes.
And I want to share as far as honoring sister, because Renee is watching the beautiful things about God, his word, his love for us. You know, when you're going through stuff and you just praise him no matter what, and there's needs that you have. But I trust God for anything and everything I need, and you're praying and you're thanking him for them. And then God will use like someone like Renee, because I want people to know who she is in Christ. She's such an obedient vessel.
Really,
she loves people. She's such a giver. And I'm learning a lot from her, just as she's learning from us.
Right.
And she calls me and she goes, Laura, God won't let me rest, but you need something. There's something you need. And I was like, not saying nothing. She goes, come on, tell me. And then when I share where I was going through and what I was needing, he goes, God, don't let me rest. You need to tell me. And that's when I told her, well, my washer broke down and my dryer broke down, or this and this, and my stove, you know. And so, okay, well, I'm going to take you out for your birthday. It was the month of my birthday.
It was July. Last
the month of my birthday, going through a lot. But I was still worshiping God. My account got hacked, and it was just crazy, y'all.
Life happens.
But you know what? I still say, God, I love you. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. I'm sold out to you, and I'm worshiping you. And then I let her know. And next thing you know, the next day, Crosswalk Church and many warriors were delivering stuff in my house. I got a Compassion Park blessed me with the stove, the dryer, the washer. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, you know, when God blesses me, it's like, and then this is a testimony, because when God does things in your life, I share with others because I want them to know that not only God is going to do it for me, but he will do it for you and you.
Yes,
as you draw closer to him, as you read his love letters, as you're being blessed to be a blessing, he will take care of all your needs, spiritually, physically, financially. But that's why continue to give him your heart, your soul, your everything, and then he will do the rest. And that's what I love about every time I look around and I see Dalis, I see Mufetti, I see Marlo, I see just Summer, and everybody that I'm connected with. It's like, I can't even describe it. I'm so rich and blessed just to know that I have familia.
Hallelujah.
And it's growing every time. That's why I would say mi familia is growing and growing, because the people that he's connected me with, they might have struggles just like me. We might not be in the same place with God, but guess what? We're all helping one another. We're praying for one another. We're doing life. And then God gets all the glory and honor and praise. So that's why it's so vital. It's so important that you read God's love letter so he will speak to you. And then his manifestation, healing power, healing, or whatever it is that he's going to go do through you will take place. And that's the authority and power that he gives us in him.
Say it, Lord.
It's just in the heart to share that.
Say it, Lord.
Whatever you go through right now and you're watching, just get in his word.
Get in his word.
His love letters, and he will do the rest.
So you know what? My Facebook went somewhere. You know, y'all just keep watching, Lord, hey, because that was a powerful testimony.
Yes.
So I just thank God
for
that.
And I believe, and it's because I believe.
It's because you believe, and not only that, but you know.
And I know that I know.
God is calling us into more than believing.
Yes.
First of all, the question is, what are you believing?
Yes.
We want to make sure you're believing. Let's make sure that you are believing, and then if you are believing, you transition from belief to knowing.
Yes.
Without a shadow of a doubt. You know that you know that you know.
Yes.
That you know.
Yes.
That God is who he says he is.
That's right.
He's where he says he is at all times.
That's right.
And I just thank God for that, because He's calling us into this place of the deep. He really is. He's been calling us for a minute. So I just pray that you guys are encouraged and you hear what God is saying to each and every one of you personally, because this is a personal walk.
Yes.
You know, and don't be worried about people that ain't going with you and all of that, because we get caught up in that stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Worrying about, you know, well, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do. And
what
I'm
they're saying,
yeah,
what they're doing.
And all of that. You just have to hear what God is saying to you in this hour and not worry about other people and be lined up on the parallel, which is the cross, and saying, Lord, yes, I will. Waving the white flag, saying, no matter what, I want to die today.
That's right.
Let me die today so that I can hear more of you in the mighty name of Jesus. So
and pray for those who are struggling. You know, we need to stop comparing ourselves to people and thinking that we're better, because guess what? God loves us all. We're all different places. So let's just pray for those who are struggling.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus said, forgive them for they not do what they do. They're not where you at. And this is where I'm at with God. And you know, God has loved us, and that's what God has loved us, and that's what God has to walk that way. And it's